Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola. All right, Spencer, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Give me the drugs.
All right, we go to mine and Ted's home state of Maryland, where a man high on drugs, he was charged with assaulting multiple women at a Target. Frank Pratt, he's charged with attempted robbery, second-degree assault, disorderly conduct, and drug possession after the incident. So police responded to the store about 2 p.m. on a report that a man had done drugs in the store's bathroom, then approached several female victims and assaulted them. Police said that Pratt walked to another section of the store, approached another woman and tried to take her purse. Well, the victim gave the purse to him for fear of being assaulted, but a woman who was with Pratt grabbed the purse from him and gave it back to the victim. Then he left the store. It was promptly arrested. So police said evidence of drugs were recovered from him. None of the victims were actually injured. The question is, what was this dude high on? Was it crack, meth, PCP, or heroin?
Did you say where in Maryland?
If I remember right.
Is that closer to me, like PG County or like Baltimore? Or?
I think it was closer to you than it was to Baltimore, if I remember correctly. I'm not 100%, but I think it was farther south in Maryland than north.
I'm going to go PCP on this one.
And he's in a Target, does drugs in the bathroom, comes out. He's acting so crazy. The woman's just like, here, take my purse.
Yeah, and then the woman that he was with took it from him and gave it back to her. Like, just, it's fine. Keep your purse.
That's kind of tough. I'm going to say crap.
Crack. Okay, Spencer, what are you thinking?
I'll go the sherm stick. PCP.
PCP.
Oh, good reference. Sherm.
All right, what was this guy on? Crack, meth, PCP, or heroin? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Categories: drugs. On Profile This, Marilyn Mann was high on drugs, assaulted multiple people at a Target, mostly all women. Mm-hmm. He was arrested. Question is, what was this guy on? He was doing the drugs in the bathroom. Crack, meth, PCP, or heroin?
And Spencer, that is a question that we pose to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith. You went with crack.
Crack.
It was not crack.
Yeah, people don't rock it up much anymore.
Now, Spencer, you agreed with Miles. You guys both went PCP. Miles, I don't know if you picked PCP because it's huge in D.C. And this is...
That was what I was guessing.
This part of Maryland is a little closer to D.C. than Baltimore. And, yeah, you are correct.
Yeah. All right. Nice work there, Spencer.
Yeah, the serum is strong there.
It is.
I would almost have to think, like, per capita, probably more PCP users in D.C. than any other major city.
Correct.
I mean, like, that. You just don't hear about it a lot, but it is used a lot there.
It's independent gangs that take pride in the fact that their drug is still run by black gangs.
There you go.
That's why it's still so big in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cool.
Now for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
You didn't see him in Seattle, but he still told jokes.
All right.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
And it's right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers come up with monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
It's that time. It's that time of year again once. Once again, it's that time of year for Fat Bear Week in Alaska. Or as your hairdresser calls it, Friday night at Fire Island.
Me, Ted Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. It's a good one, though.
You can tell as I didn't write it correct in English. Fire Island is a famous gay island off New York City.
Oh, so New York City.
I believe so.
All right.
What do you mean? As far as clubs or living or what?
Oh, yeah. It's been, put it this way. The Village People had a song in like 78 called Fire Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Very specifically about that. Pretty cool song, too.
I just tried to act like I didn't know anything about it.
Before we met.
It's like that. Yeah, sure.
Officials discovered a skull and human bones in a traveler's luggage at a Florida airport. But since it's Florida, they just made him check it. Fallon.
Seth.
Seth Meyers.
Officials recently discovered a skull and human bones in a traveler's luggage at a Florida airport. But since it's Florida, they just made him check it.
It's the season premiere of The Golden Bachelor, and this season, the women fall in love with the limo driver, because he could still drive at night.
Kimmel.
I'll say Kimmel.
Fallon.
Some TV news is the season premiere of The Golden Bachelor. Yes. The Golden Bachelor, and this season, the women fall in love with the limo driver, because he can still drive at night.
Yeah. I hate driving at night.
Especially in the rain.
Krispy Kreme has released a collection of Harry Potter-themed donuts, which include flavors inspired by each Hogwarts house. And just like the books, the donuts are meant for children, but will be mostly enjoyed by adults.
Did you get one of those?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Fallon.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
I know why we didn't have the last clip now, Ted.
Why?
You put it in the wrong spot.
Where is it?
It's in the place where this joke should be.
You son of a bitch, Ted. Damn you.
Something's wrong with that system. Okay. I did not do that 2 days in a row. There's nothing in 08.
No. The thing that's in 08 should be in 01.
Oh, I see. God damn it.
Ah! We got it.
No more jokes.
No more jokes.
Damn it.
That's how we're finished the jokes. Yeah.
Buckets. All right. This is kind of out of sight. I shouldn't be laughing. This is very sad. There's a Dulcich Creek reunion in New York City on Monday. James Vanderbeek is obviously going to miss it. He's battling cancer and has to bow out because he said he had two stomach viruses. But he made a special appearance, pre-recorded video. Basically, I can't believe I'm not there. This and that.
Yeah.
I will tell you personally, I saw a picture of him today. Hey, it is not good.
Miles said that to me yesterday. I have not looked at the picture, but I tend to believe that. And the worst part about it is, look, I wasn't a Dawson Creek fan. I know the name, never saw the show. But everything that I've heard from anyone that has ever interacted with James Vanderbeek is like, he's just a good guy.
Well, and Vanderbeek's, to me, a unique story that's good. Because there was a period afterwards where apparently he was a kind of an a-hole.
Oh, really?
Right. He was James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek and what's that? That's not Friday Night Lights. The football movie he was in with the whipped cream bikini.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I do. That is all I needed. Yes.
Varsity Blues.
Varsity okay. Blues. There yeah. it is.
So apparently he kind of was because he thought he was hot ass, which is fine. He's in his early 20s, this sure. and that. And then over time, right, he stopped getting as many roles and stuff. And then he kind of embraced like, oh, James Vanderbeek from whatever. So now people love him. But I think that's awesome. Now, granted, a lot of people have changed from their early 20s.
Yes.
As they get older. But you're right. The last 20 years, he's been awesome. Everybody loves him. But
he's already a skinny guy, and he looks very, very frail.
It is. Right. What's the term? Gaunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I mean, chemo's doing what chemo does.
Yeah. I saw that photo today, and I was just like, oh, my God, that looks awful.
Yeah.
So, obviously, cancer is awful. We all know that, and there's various forms, you know. But, man, yeah, that is tough. And also, wow. Look, I'm sure, are you looking at it now?
Yeah.
Well, like, Vanderbeek obviously feels bad he can't be there. But I don't think, even if you paid for those tickets, I don't think you can be upset with the man that's battling cancer and has a stomach virus. Yeah. Can't show
And I'm not sure people want him to show up, and you can see how frail he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be very hard to take in person. Like, I'm there for a celebratory event. And it would not feel celebratory.
Yeah.
It would just be like, oh, no, I'm going to, you know, what to me would be like a living wake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't know what to do, right? Like, I went through it a few months ago with my cousin Christina, right? I saw her around Christmas, right? And it was, you know, she was already on oxygen, like, you know, wasn't going great. But you're right. Outside of talking sports and normal stuff, like I said, I don't know what to say right now, Christina. You know what I mean? She knew the position she was in.
Yeah.
It's the same with Vanderbeek. Like,
he knows.
Right. And you, if you want to see James Vanderbeek, you want to see him up there talking about the show.
Who else was on that show with him? Was that Katie Holmes? Was she in that one or was it a different show she was on?
She was also on Party of Five. She might have been
was
on
she
that?
Party of Five?
Man, I get confused.
I kind of get all those shows mixed up.
Dawson's Creek, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really watch it. I watched like the last episode ever because it was on and I was running a board. So I was like, all right, I'll watch
her
it.
Her and Neve Campbell. I don't know.
I don't think Neve Campbell was. She was definitely Party of Five.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so, I mean, if you like that show, and it's weird because it's definitely my generation that was obsessed with it. I just never really got into it.
Okay.
So.
Also, he's been with the same woman, wife for a long time. They have a ton of children. You know, every time you saw a picture of Vanderbeek, he's always with his family.
Yeah.
He's always with his family.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, look, I liked Baywatch when it was out, right? Then they had the Baywatch movie, which sucked. Well, now Fox is going to revamp Baywatch next season. They announced yesterday a new version of Baywatch will premiere in the 26-27 season. Bringing California Dream to a whole new generation with fresh stories, rising stars, and the spectacle that made franchise, made Baywatch franchise a global sensation.
It was about boobs and David Hasselhoff. And like, think what you want about David Hasselhoff. You can't really recreate that guy. And it was like William Shatner, David Hasselhoff. There's certain people that, talented or not, because I still don't know. Like,
they're iconic.
They just are who they are. And that's kind of why things
Maybe
work.
More Shark Attacks.
Yeah,
the thing is, and I forget who the actor was I saw that was saying this, but Hollywood just legit does suck. Like, you're not losing your mind, right? Basically,
so it's the same ideas over and over and over.
Correct. Because now, and look, I'll just say it. Private equity firms suck.
Yeah.
All right. Most of the things you hate in this country are because of private equity firms, right? It was like Cracker Barrel. People got fired up. It's a private equity firm.
Yeah.
Part of the reason Las Vegas is dying because private equity bought it all up. So now you have two sides of the street. None of those casinos are independent now. So you have, do I want choice A or choice A minus?
Right.
Which are, all the prices are the same. That all sucks. So same thing. This actor was saying, like, look, that's all Hollywood does. If it's not already a movie, they'll just keep pumping out sequels. People will go see it, and they're guaranteed. So it's like, let's just bring back Baywatch. That'll work, you know? And then it's like, and then also it's weird because then higher execs will sit around and go, why do we have any new this or that? It's like, well, you got to start something new. And the only way you're ever going to have anything that's successful is it has to be new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the best thing about the streaming services.
Correct. Right?
Like a lot of writers say it. They're like, look, man, if you're trying to do Hollywood as we perceive Hollywood, you don't really have a chance unless I did Jaws 7. Then they'll actually listen to your pitch. But if you have original content or an interesting idea or not even quite A-list celebrities, they're like, streaming is the world to go to because they'll take a chance. They might shelf your project in the end, but they will give you the time of day, right? And I'd say most of the good shows, most of the credible ones seem to be on the streaming services.
Correct. That's what most people watch.
Yeah.
And like, look, I mean, All American, I bring it up. Did you ever watch it?
I didn't.
But that's a great example, right? That was on the CW. It had one season. It got canceled. And then people like me found it on Netflix. It got so popular on Netflix, CW said, okay, we'll start making
we'll
more
of it. Yeah.
Right. So you kind of get that. And you're right. There's a lot of shows on streaming services that the networks just aren't going to allow.
I also get it because the networks, you know, you pigeonhole yourself into this position. Like we can't. And it's not an insult toward networks, but by and large, we can't put anything interesting on because that's not why people come here. They want a sitcom where the father is stupid and aloof and the mom controls everything that's going on and there's at least one bratty kid and one smart kid. That's your sitcom. It's done. Put them in any city you want, but that's the formula. We need our police dramas. We need our lawyer dramas. We need our hospital dramas.
Sure.
And we're kind of done, man, right? And
but at least I'm saying, but make new ones. Don't retread Baywatch and Hawaii 5-0. Like, start a new one. You're right. The formula is always going to be pretty much the same.
Just give it a different name. We know we've seen the show before because you've put out, like, 12 total shows in 50 years, and you just repackage it with a different name, different character, different place, but it's a lawyer drama. We get it. We know how it works.
Some characters are just going to be, they don't even know, right? Again, look at Urkel.
Yeah,
he wasn't supposed to be a huge thing.
At all.
He was, right? That's what makes it. So then
the show wasn't even about him. He was the freaking neighbor.
Right. Or, I mean, look, you look at the sports channels and stuff. It's like, well, Stephen A. Smith got popular. We need a new one. Like, well, you don't give anybody else a chance and you ram him down our throat. Like, again, whatever you think about the man, like at a certain point, it's not his fault.
Right.
Because you just can't get away from him.
And he's got to take the money.
Right. And he'll, you know, like I was talking to Migsy about wrestling. I know the WWE people aren't happy that wrestling's over on ESPN. Then you have people like me, which no offense to the wrestling fans. I don't need to see Nick Saban, one of the best college football coaches of all time, picking a wrestling match.
Right, right.
Wrestling
on
is
college
pretty,
game day.
On college game day. It's predetermined.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you go Stephen A. Smith, but as much as I like him, Pat McAfee's another one. He's fantastic. I love him, but they are shoehorning him into everything.
Yeah. McAfee, I'll cut him some slack on the wrestling because he likes it so much.
Right. And he's, so, like, and he's involved.
And his show from the beginning, he would always talk about it and you kind of go, all right, cool.
But he's also not making predictions. I mean, he's giving it his opinion, but he'll show up and do the thing.
Right. Yeah.
Would you see Saban talking about wrestling?
He doesn't know.
You could be a fan of it, but you would say, if you're a fan of wrestling, you say, they've already figured that out.
Right.
Why are you asking me to pick something that's already, as Ted would say, predetermined?
I mean, you can weigh in on what you think the story is going to take. But Nick Saban's not that guy. He's made no mention that he likes wrestling. He's going to go
ever.
Well, there's John Cena. I like John Cena.
Well, things happen they don't expect, but most of it is sticking to the script.
Yeah.
I know Hulk Hogan did not think he was going to get booed like he did.
I'm aware of that,
but he did. You know, like, but that's not a match,
right?
Yeah. Well, Hogan's a great example too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff he did behind the scenes that didn't help any of the other wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a show I did watch last night that I liked on Discovery Channel, and honestly, that's why I end up watching some of these shows, some history shows or whatever. It's called Hustlers, Gamblers, and Crooks.
All right.
Now, see if you follow me on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there was three guys they were profiling. One guy, I forget his name, I think it's Nicky something. He's got a bunch of tattoos. He's all over the internet now. He's kind of famous, and he claims he has a system in Baccarat.
All right.
Which is how he made all this money. But he's talking about taking millions and getting banned from casinos.
Okay.
All right. Then there's another guy who's working a roulette wheel in Atlantic City. He just stops the ball and puts it where he wants and gets like, you know, like 500,000. And I'm just like, that guy's not on the same level as the guy that figured out how to play Baccarat and like cashed out $4.5 million and almost got killed.
Yeah, that's not even clever.
Yeah, I was so annoyed with this. I'm like, we're giving that guy the same credit? Like, he just stopped the ball and put it in the spot and told people to bet on that number.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
There's no reason to get as pissed off as I was.
No, I hear it.
I was hot last night. Now, also, give some credit where credit is due. Mariners clinch a postseason last night.
Yep.
After we finished a brand new episode of the podcast, which is out. Click that on. Watch that. But I want to give a special shout out to Root Sports for two reasons.
All right.
A, I thought it was awesome. They even said, usually we go to commercial break. We're going to show you the entrance of the closer coming in, which was electric. Okay. Right. So I thought that was very smart. And then, frankly, there was some choice language, you know, but they were kind of laughing. Right. Cal Riley said, why don't we just go win the effing, you know, and it's just like it's like, look, A, it's a cable channel. But B, it's like it's a sports celebration.
This is real. These are real emotions.
They're right. They're real. They're raw. And then they stayed on for a while and had like coverage in there and they're spraying champagne. And so that baseball, I think you guys are popping a lot of champagne.
Oh, yeah.
But I just thought it was good. So little shout out to them. And I thought it was great coverage. And then, I mean, the Mariners, I could tell you as long as I've lived here in 20 years, people don't talk to me a ton about the Mariners. I had three different separate people today. I was wearing a Mariners hat and were like, oh, I watched you last night.
Oh, yeah. People
one girl, when I was getting my smoothie, she said she used to live in Southern California. She goes, but I hate the Dodgers. Go Mariners.
All right.
I was like, there you go.
All right.
There Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Delivery driver gets suspicious after dropping off an order of zip ties, a hatchet, and bleach. Turns out, even if you're dead, a wedding contract you cannot breach. Two sent to the hospital after a squirrel in California goes nuts. A shoplifter in Massachusetts has a bag of cocaine go into his guts. And a teacher is arrested after using poop spray at a high school. A lot of poop spray. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Our top story, we go to South Carolina, where a teacher landed himself in some trouble. He was discovered to be the culprit behind a relentless prank that had plagued the school for weeks, you see. What's more, I know that you love this, Steve.
Oh, God, I do.
What's more is the effect that it had on the students and the faculty, as one parent complained that her son needed to be taken to the hospital on several occasions due to his asthma and as a result of these antics. The school spent tens of thousands of dollars investigating the source of the disturbance, as well as issuing repairs around the facility in an attempt to fix what they thought might be broken, which is how a teacher got arrested for relentlessly bombing a school with poop spray.
Yeah. Did you see this guy?
Yeah.
He's 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's 50.
Yes, he does.
He looks like the type of guy that would do this.
He looks like a scorned child sitting there. Right.
The thing is, he's not wrong. It's funny. Yeah. The kid with asthma, just like him, I would not have thought about that.
Of course.
And if I heard about that, I would stop. But in the end, I'm like, you're spraying fart spray around the school you work.
Right.
All right, man.
It's like the one time makes sense, but after it keeps on going, that's now we have difference. To have it.
I mean, is he still laughing every time he does like,
you know he was. Like, the first time it's hilarious, but let it go. Or wait a couple of months, man.
Right.
There's a way to do this.
I don't think he was even going anywhere. I think he knew exactly where, like, the air feed for the place was. Right. I think he was spraying it right
there.
This is
something, like, I envision, like, George Bush doing in the White House when he was president.
Watch this.
Watch it. You're going to walk right through it.
Yeah. Got it. That's a great prank, though. Like, I wish my teachers were that cool. It's just... too much, man.
I mean, I would do it here.
No one enough. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, you do it naturally.
Yeah, I do it very naturally.
And again, we're all adults. So you're like, all right.
Sure.
Right.
But if someone had an asthma attack, yes, I would feel bad. But generally speaking, like, they had to evacuate the entire building to smell like a fart. Like,
now,
all right.
Now, you have booby-trapped the elevator on several of occasions.
Karma gets me back, man.
If all of a sudden you go down to that lobby and there's somebody being treated for an asthma attack who has to be carted off to the hospital, do you feel bad?
If it's related to me, yeah. I feel like, look, man, I smelled this thick fart in the elevator.
I thought it was the end.
I was like, how bad would you feel if someone had an asthma attack?
Because of my farts?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're torn because that's not a prank.
Right. Well, let's say you did the prank.
All right. I feel bad-ish.
What about the woman?
All right, thank you.
What about that woman who slept under the covers for years? And like,
her
husband kept farting, and it basically was just
suffocating her.
Dutch ovening her brain.
Yes.
But didn't it like infect
something?
Like she got some bacteria.
Right, it's
some bacteria.
Damn, well, dude. She should have opened up the covers.
Well, she sleeps with the covers over her head.
Yeah, well, like a corpse. I don't think I could marry somebody that sleeps like that.
Like I said, I sleep under the covers half the time, but I'm the one farting.
Deal breaker?
That's so. That would be weird if I woke up every morning and she's just in there like a mummy.
What if she was like, I can't sleep with someone who doesn't sleep with a pillow?
I'd be like, get to step it. There's the door.
Yeah, I mean, see, to me, that's weird.
Don't forget your shoes. In other news, a man in Massachusetts broke the golden rule of crime. Only do one at a time. He and his lady companion were seen leaving a local Target with about $150 worth of merchandise that they hadn't paid for. They fled the scene but were later tracked down by authorities, but our man didn't just stick with shoplifting charges. No, no. While officers made their approach on the man, he panicked and attempted to swallow several sandwich bags containing drugs.
They're like, dude, we're here for the shoplifting.
That's right. You know, like,
I'm go ahead and choke myself either right. way.
The two were arrested and faced multiple charges.
Jeez, man.
Now,
and he's going to face more charges when he poops.
That's right.
I mean, that's the truth of it. Like, well, now you have drugs on it.
Exactly. They were going to find him anyway because they were going to arrest him and search him. So they were going to find it anyway.
Maybe, but I'd let them find them.
Right. But also, because you make a production out of swallowing those drugs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a very minimal chance they're not going to find my drugs. But that possibility exists. When they see me swallow them and they wait for me to put... I'm just saying, now I'm guaranteed that I get these drug charges. I'm going to get a drug charge one way or another. I'd rather just hedge my bets. Maybe they don't find it.
Yeah, you kind of wait till the last moment.
That's all.
I've been in one of those situations where I didn't want to tell somebody I had weed on me. And like we're pulling up to what is a very, very secure area. And I was about to be like, don't pull in, I have weed on me. And we pulled into the parking lot across the way.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, trust me, it was within 30 seconds of being like,
I've had to do that once. And I will not say what it was, but I may or may not have drugs on me in a very secure place. And I'm like, oh. Because they had actually pulled the car over for a different reason. But I'm like, nobody knows I have this on
me. Yeah, it was like that, but higher level.
Higher than that?
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like, somebody I knew worked there. They were giving me a ride home, and I was like, oh, my God. But I didn't say anything, so I waited. This guy freaked out.
That's what I mean. Just wait.
A wedding venue in North Carolina has just landed itself in hot water for their response to a tragedy. A couple's big day was scheduled to go down next month without a hitch. Heyo. When the unfortunate happened, the groom suddenly collapsed and died.
Oh.
He just went down. Like, this is a young couple. Like, they're going about their day. But something happened. I don't know if it's an aneurysm or something like
Maybe.
That. Guy just seized up and passed. In addition to the traumatic event, she was left with the awkward phone call of having to cancel the wedding. But when she informed the venue that there would be no big day, they informed her that in spite of the tragic news, they would be keeping her $18,500 deposit.
Uh-huh.
But they did make a small concession offering a refund of up to $11,000 if somebody else booked their venue on
I was going to say,
if someone
They're going to try to still book it.
Yeah.
But they won't even give you all your money back if they do.
We're going to give you 11 grand back if that happens. The story has sent the internet sphere into a fit, and now the venue has a PR nightmare on their hands. The local news media did reach out, and they were like, after all this has exploded and after all the backlash, have you guys rethought your position on that? They said that they did not address that question. They said, we're just focused on the health and well-being of the owner of the venue who has received death threats from everybody from all this. It's like, okay, so yeah, you're keeping the money.
Give them the money back.
And their entire thing was like, the hospitality industry is really hurting right now. It's a very hard time, and so...
They're not wrong. We understand.
Right. But also, this person's husband died. Groom or fiance died.
The guy died. Yeah, right. Like, sorry.
I'm sure they have something you can't cancel. I do get that. But, like, look, man, there's extenuating circumstances.
Exactly.
We're not being petty. We didn't get in a big fight. It's like, he died.
Right.
That's all.
I had every intention of being there.
Was it the day of or the day before?
It was the next month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the month leading up.
But. And if nothing else, look, you get beautiful PR. Just give them their money back. I'm sure she put that toward the funeral.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not like she can go partying with them. But I mean, this is a brilliant PR move for you.
You went from what would turn into like, hey, this place is awesome, into don't ever go to this place.
I can't even believe it was even an option.
I know. I have no.
And why would you think that's not going to go public? I'm saying, in an age of social media, when you pull that move, and look, it's your prerogative to do it, but like, it's going to be some backlash.
And I would never say something like, "You also, we need to see the death certificate," or something like
that. Right. Like, come on.
I
mean,
if you're going to this well, and that's the excuse, even if it's not true, I'm going to have to believe you.
Right. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
A young man in Rhode Island is raising everybody's bar for doing for others. The 8-year-old tells local media that he was in Walmart with his parents one day after having seen a man visit 50 states in 50 days. You guys might remember that guy who was on that journey. And was inspired to do his own challenge, running 50 miles in 50 days. What's more is he wanted to raise a little money on his runs, eventually creating a YouTube channel and GoFundMe with the proceeds going towards the Make-A-Wish Foundation. In all, he raised right around $1,500 by the time he completed his mission. The page is still up, and he's still accepting donations. The guy did it. Good job.
I mean, I could do 50 miles in 50 days.
Yeah.
It's a mile a day, isn't that
right.
That's
what I'm thinking. You might even knock out a couple in one day.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm taking a weekend off, so I did 3 miles today.
The kid's 8, though.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
We're a-holes.
I'm an a-hole. I'm sorry. Hey.
Sorry, kid. Good job, kid.
You are doing the right thing.
Jesus. Men's room sports. The Mariners.
That's easy.
Anybody can do that.
The Mariners do more than dangle the carrot on their first game of the season's home stretch. Coming back big in the 8th inning while down 3-1 against the Rockies with a monster home run from Naylor to bring the boys ahead for a 4-3 win against Colorado, officially punching their ticket to the playoffs. Well done, boys. That partnered with an Astros loss last night against the A's draws them closer to a divisional title as well, which could be decided as early as tonight if the Astros lose again. And if we win again, your boys are crowned.
Both of those things have to happen, or one or the other?
If
both teams lose.
If both teams lose, then we go, then it happens again.
Still going.
We have to win one more game.
Okay, all right.
We have to win one more game. So
correct.
That is where we're. And I think even if the Astros win, we might still be the AL champion, the AL West champion.
So handle your own business.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Don't quote me on that. Don't worry.
Last night was down to the wire.
No kidding, man. You got game two of the Mariners Rocky series over on Root Sports later on tonight. And if you got another Kraken preseason hockey game about to begin over on Kong, as far as your weather, it'll be mainly clear skies tonight, dropping temperatures down to a brisk 50. Then we've got mostly clouds to look forward to tomorrow with a high right around 62. And that is it for your headlines with that. Go Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely
sure?
Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.